Trufa. The Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer, counting the days between the Yontov of Pesach and the Yontov of Shavuos. In fact, the Ramban calls these days a Cholom, a Cholom Shamoed. We're familiar with Cholom Moed Pesach, Cholom Moed Sukkos, the intermediate days. But the Ramban writes that Sviras HaOmer are the intermediate days between the Yontov of Pesach and the Yontov of Shavuos. That's why it's called Atzeres. Atzeres means the end. But Atzeres is one day. It's the beginning and end at the same time. Then no, it's the end of the Yontov of Pesach. That the whole purpose of Pesach is Yitzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, and the purpose was to Makabah the Torah and Har Sinai. So clearly Sviras HaOmer was a mitzvah in our Torah, because the Torah gives us a mitzvah. The question is, has the mitzvah changed today? Does the mitzvah retain its biblical character, or it is only a mitzvah midrabanan today? Why would I think that the mitzvah has changed? Like, why would I think it's not the Raisa? So, well, it's actually a machlokas Rishonim. It's actually a Gemara in Menachas, where it seems to be a machlokas Amoram, whether... Well, there is a machlokas Amoraim, the machlokas in the Gemara, whether you count Sviras HaYamim, do you count days and weeks, or just counting days is enough for the Zechel HaMikdash. So most Rishonim learned the Gemara that everybody agrees Bizman HaZeh that Sviras HaOmer is only Drabanan. The question is, how much of a Zechel? Do I go with the general rule called Tikkun Drabanan Ke'ein Doraisa Tikkun, that we set up rabbinical mitzvahs in the same fashion as we do biblical mitzvahs, and therefore I count the same way? Or no, we want to perhaps show, to make it recognizable, the difference between a mitzvah drabanan and a mitzvah drabanan, so therefore all you need is a zecher, it's enough just to count days. So that's a machlokas in the Gemara. We paskin that we count days and weeks. And most Rishonim warned that Bizman HaZeh, Sviras HaOmer is only rabbinical. The Rambam and others say that Sviras HaOmer is d'oraisa, even today. What's the issue then? So the issue seems to be, is we have another mitzvah. We have the mitzvah of bringing a Karban Omer, also on the same time, same day. So the question is, so, well, and everyone agrees today we don't have the Karban Omer. So the question is there any link between the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer and the Karban Omer? If there's a link between the mitzvah Sviras HaOmer and the Karban Omer, it would seem that then, since we don't have the Karban Omer, so Svira would only be rabbinical today. If you assume Svira is an independent mitzvah, so then one could conclude that Sviras HaOmer is Daraisa even today. So the simple way of understanding the opinions, whether Sviras HaOmer is Daraisa or Drabana, would depend on this issue. If it's linked to Karban, if it's linked to sacrifices, so then Svira is only Drabanan today. If it's not linked to Karbanas, it's only Drabanan. That would be the simple pshat. There's a famous Rav Chaim who says, you can't say this pshat in the Rambam. It could be the Lamdis is true, but it wouldn't fit in the Rambam. Why? Because we could bring a geographical proof from the Rambam. Where the Rambam brings down the laws of Sviras HaOmer will tell us what he thinks of it. He could have brought it down in Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Tefillah, and yet he brings it down in Hilchos Tamidin Umasav and brings it down in Hilchos Karbanos. That in fact, the Rambam brings down the laws of Sviras HaOmer and Hilchos Karbanos must tell me that he thinks it's linked to Karbanos. So Rav Chaim asks, we have Akasha. Vishloma, we said, how do we explain if it's biblical or rabbinical? If it's connected to the Karban and we no longer have it, so it's only rabbinical. But if it's not connected to the Garban, it's still biblical. So the Rambam seems to be an apparent contradiction. On one hand, he holds Sviras HaOmer is Daraisa, and yet at the same time, he holds its link to Karbanos. So Rav Chaim wants to explain the Pshat in the Rambam, that there's a famous Machokas in the Gemara and the Rishonim regarding, there's a Machokas regarding Kedusha Zeretz Yisrael, whether Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shita, Kedusha during time of Yehoshua, Ezra, is it temporary, was it permanent? But there's another machlokes, also machlokes Rambam, right? On the Kedushas HaMakom. So the Rambam sheet is Kedushas HaMakom even applies today, even without the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rive and others say, no, there is no Kedushas HaMakom. Perhaps the Meiri Shita. So the question is, so the way Rav Chaim learns, but you know, the Rashi over there in Menachas HaMakvav is, he wants to say it's a machlokas, the way Rav Chaim learns, he wants to say it's a machlokas asugyas. It's true that, because you could say that maybe the machlokas in the Gemara is whether you count days and weeks or whether you count just days. That's the machlokas. If you hold you count days and weeks, it's biblical. If you count weeks, it's rabbinic. And if you count only days, it's rabbinic. So then you could say that pshat. Or Rav Chaim says, no, that Gemara isn't a libra dehokas there. It's a machlokas asugyas on whether Kedushas HaMakom is the right. So Rashi's working with the sheet that Kedushas HaMakom is drabanan. So according to, he says, everyone agrees it's only drabanan today. It's the issue of what kind of a zech. But the Rambam sheet is, Kedushas HaMikdash does apply today. So if it applies today, so therefore, in theory, one can bring karbanah. So Rav Chaim explains, when did they do Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer was at night, like we do today. And that's the real pshat, that you need to be Mus Yehuachem. It doesn't mean like the Santa Bahag's pshat about missing a day. The simple pshat is Tumimus means I need a complete day, therefore I start counting a night. Vayera Vayibokir. That's what Tumimus means. But you counted the Tzvira at night, and when they had the Beis HaMikdash, when did they bring the carbon over? The next day. So Rav Chaim explains, yes, that when I count Tzvira the first night, in theory, I am going to bring the carbon over the next morning, because there is Kedushas HaMikdash. In practicality, we're not going to bring a carbon for other reasons. Many other obstacles in bringing the actual carbon. But in theory, since in theory we could bring it, so therefore, you could say that the Rambam holds Sfiras HaOmer is connected to Karbanos. And nevertheless, it's still the right, because the Rambam holds Kedushas HaMikdash applies even today. That's why there'd be a prohibition to go on the Temple Mount, different areas. And with that, that's how he'll explain the appearance theory in the Rambam, how it can hold its biblical and still hold its link to Karbanos. However, the pshat is, it's a machlokas Rishonim, whether Sfiras HaOmer is biblical or rabbinical. There's actually a third sheet in the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yerucham, who wants to make a distinction. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash, the number one, he says it's two different mitzvahs, counting days and counting weeks, and Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, I think he called, you made two separate brachas. But Rav Yerucham admits Bizman HaZeh, he wants to make a distinction. Only counting days is biblical and not weeks. So apparently working with our alumnus, because he says the weeks are connected to the karbanos, but the days are an independent mitzvah. And therefore, we have three shitas in the Rishonim. Either Sfiras HaOmer's days and weeks are daraisa, like the Rambam, days and weeks are drabanan, like Tosis, and we have Rabbeinu Yerucham in the middle. Counting days is biblical, and counting weeks is rabbinical. We'll have to continue and go in my nafkamina. What's the practical difference whether I say Sfiras HaOmer is daraisa derabbanan? Either way, I have to count. And is there any distinctions whether I hold counting days and weeks are one mitzvah, or like Rabbeinu Yerucham, that perhaps counting days and weeks are two separate mitzvahs?